CQ, CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Unit control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in and give your call sign. Please repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGQ portion. Before calling the individual radio frequency groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. We have quite a few early check-ins tonight. I have W4FCM Fred checking in from Traveler's Rest. I have Miss Isla checking in from Traveler's Rest and for IEI. Next, I have K4OIM Walt checking in from Inman. Then I have KD2RKN Jason checking in from Williamston. KJ4RQZ Nathan checking in from Traveler's Rest. KA5WLL Leroy checking in from Taylor. N4MRY Miss Mary checking in from Piedmont. Next I have K4RM Fred checking in from Piedmont. Next is N4DJC Jerry checking in from Anderson. KC4W Bill checking in from Anderson. KW4TS Jim checking in from Pelzer. K4OSH Pat checking in from Malden. And then I'd like to use the early check-in for my husband, Mark, W2MJB. He is in the other room tonight. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Are there any new hams that would like to check in at this time? If you're new to the to this net or new to ham radio and you would like to check in, you can just come on the radio and say net control and I'll ask you the questions I need for the information I need for my log. Any new hams that would like to check in at this time, please say net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. New hams are welcome to check in anytime during the night with your group, and so no need to check in now if you're listening in and you would like to check in. All right, we'll go to Echolink stations at this time. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I have checking in on Echolink with a text message, KI4DOS, which is Mr. Gary, and also Miss Joy. Let's see. K3JOY. There, I got it right. Anyway, thank you for checking in, Gary and Miss Joy. It's good to have you joining us. All right, we'll go ahead and start. This being Sunday night, we'll start with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
For HTP. And Wendy, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey KK 4 DMW. That's Rick. And my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. That's KK4ONO, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, KM4MOQ, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
HTP. Could you please check in? Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome David, checking in from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Next, I'd like to welcome Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Rick, and please pass our greetings along to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to recognize David, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. Good to have you joining us on the radio. All right, is there anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check in at this time? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. And we'll find something to talk about later.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Thank you for checking in tonight, Harry, and I have you down for some comments later. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check in, please, or HTP or Net Control? This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to take a break from the radio check-ins and go to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
NYP, good evening. This is Kilo 4 Yankee November Golf, K4YNG Fletch. And easily, negative and negative.
KP, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone out there, have a good night. Hello, Mr. Fudge. 73.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Fletch, checking in from Easley, K4YNG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Fletch. I hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to check in my friend Larry, KK4JBQ. He's checking in from Greer and brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Larry. Please pass along my greetings to Miss Donna. Hope you're having a good night out your way as well. All right. Anyone else and anyone in the group, India through Lima. India through Lima at this time that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Mess up your letters, but I need to check in because I'm going to get back to another phone call. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
ATP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Send same to threes for each one of you.
ATP. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam from Slab Town. Good to hear you on here, Miss Wendy. Y'all have a good night. Send the police to all on the radio. Bye-bye.
Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
STP. And all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative, 73 to all on the deck.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to recognize Mr. Rusty checking in from Moore, WU2T. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rusty. Hope you have a good evening and are able to get to your phone call then. Next, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Then I have Sam, checking in from Flattown, KK4LPF. Thank you for joining us tonight, Sam. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Bill, checking in from Greenville, KO4ACA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Bill. And then I have Jim checking in from Traveler's Rest, KO4LAO. Thank you for checking in tonight, Jim. Hope you're having a good evening out there as well. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima? India through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. In Kilo Mike 4 Oscar Tango Alpha, KN4OTA. Ken, located in Seneca. Good night.
This is KN4HTP. Net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ken, checking in from Seneca, KM4OTA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Ken. Hope you have a good evening. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group Mike through Papa? Mike through Papa that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome anyone who is ready to check in the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4HTP or net control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. AA4RM, I'm Robert and Easley, negative, negative.
Kilowatt, Foxtrot, 4, Romeo Victor, Hotel. My name is JD, I live in Berea, with no traffic, no round table.
HTP. Check in Whiskey November, 4, Sierra, Chris and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Robert, checking in from Easley, AA4RM. Robert, I think you might be the one calling the net tomorrow night. So, anyway, check back with me and let me know. I think my calendar is not up to date.
Dave, on Monday, that's me. Over.
So Robert is our net controller for tomorrow night. That's fabulous. Next, I'd like to welcome JD, checking in from Berea, KF4, RVH. Thank you for checking in tonight, JD. Hope you're having a good evening. Then I'd like to check in Chris from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right. Is there anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango? Quebec through Tango that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you're ready to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. K4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ron checking in from the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Ron. It's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in the group Uniform through Zulu? Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll open it up to the big group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. If you're listening in, it's time to check in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. K04ISG, Danny and Gastonia, and 73's to your net. It'll be in and out, hydrocarbon. Y'all have a good one.
In and out, November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Curve.
CQ, CQ, KO4, KJB, Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Bravo.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Danny, checking in from Gastonia, KO4ISG. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Herb, checking in from Shelby, N4BXB. Thank you for checking in tonight. Then I'd like to recognize Jeff, checking in. Oh, I didn't get his location. K04KJB. I think that's correct. If that's not correct, Jeff, please correct me. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're checking in people all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Good to hear you calling the net tonight, Wendy. And that last station, KO4KJB, is Jeff. He's in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was on EchoLink, but he dropped off after you started recognizing him. So he must have been in a hurry. W4DJW, back to net.
Whiskey 8, Charlie, Golf, Quebec, Lee from Calpins. Good evening, everyone on the net. Negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. It's good to hear you on the radio. Next, I have a station checking in from Calpins, W8CGQ. I didn't get your name, though. Could you recheck with your name, please?
Name is Lee. Lima Echo Echo. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lee. I got that now. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. I'll give another opportunity here for anyone to check in that would like to. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAC2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAC2s. Let's see, I have Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. Do you have a comment for us tonight?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. I think we covered it pretty good Friday night. Now, this is Sunday, isn't it?
I caught myself because I was going to say Monday night again, but I got Sunday out of my mouth. So, trying to fast forward our last day of the weekend, that's just terrible. How's the weather out your way?
Well, today, a little bit I was out, I worked both the South Carolina and the North Carolina QSO parties a little bit, and so I spent a big part of the day inside, but when I did go outside, it was quite nice, and one of my thermometers said it was 75, I think that thermometer, it's on a post in the front porch, and it's not in the sun, but I got a feeling that the warm air accumulates in that little corner, and it reached a little bit high, but it was quite nice up here today. Yesterday was a pretty good day, too. A little bit cooler, but not much, and have not looked at a weather report, so I don't know what it's going to do tomorrow. I think I'm going to surprise myself and open my eyes and look out the window and see what happens. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP. Yeah, it surprised me how warm and pleasant it was out there today, and a little on the humid side here at my house. The moon was bright and beautiful last night, too, so it's refreshing to have clear skies for a while after all the clouds and mostly cloudies and partly cloudies we've had lately.
Yeah, I understand we need rain, but I sort of wish it would start raining like maybe at 10 o'clock at night, quit about 5, and, you know, it could do that every day. I know the people that work at night probably don't see it that way, but I wouldn't be too bad, but since nobody's put me in charge of the weather or even asked me what I thought of it, we just take what we get. I noticed my flowers, and when I say my flowers, these are flowers that I did not really intentionally set out. When we moved into this house coming up on 21 years ago, the part of the lot that was flattened out, the yard, is not does not come up to the edge of the property line, and there's a little corner of woods on one side, and the previous neighbors somewhere back before then, when they had flowers and things they didn't want, they dumped them over their fence, which turned out to be not exactly in my yard, but the fence was installed right on the property line, and I got to looking at those flowers, and there were some beautiful jonquils and couple of red tulips and something that's blue, which I had forgotten the name of. And so there were like maybe a half a dozen. I dug them up, and up toward my driveway, there's a little strip of trees and shrubs and stuff between our house and the neighbor's house. And I planted those bulbs on the edge of that little wooded area so that when you come up to our driveways, you're looking at flowers in the spring. And right now, the purple ones have pretty well bloomed, and the daffodils and things like that are just sitting there. I'm just waiting, you know. They look like they're ready to explode. And this is not quite the end of February, and we've lived up here 55 years, and I have learned that don't really plan on putting out something that's tender much before the 1st of May, or at least that was my experience, and I know there's some experienced gardeners that protect and, you know, do things. But I hope they don't get nipped in the bud in another couple of 3 weeks, because our heavier storms up here come in on March and April. So anyway, right now it's beautiful. KF4HTV, KC4EZN.
It sounds really pleasant. I start what I call the daffodil watch about this time and look around. I don't happen to have any daffodils in my yard, but I watch for them around town and in other people's flower beds, and it's always an exciting day when they're in bloom. So sounds like I need to take a drive and check things out in the areas where I usually see them. But that's always a fun thing I do in the spring. I have some small palm trees, those palmetto palms. I got five of them from a friend of a friend, and they're just a few inches tall. And took care of them diligently over the summer and lost one. So now I have four, and they had grown to big enough that they needed to be moved out of their half-gallon or, I guess, they're closer to a gallon-sized pot. So I transplanted those yesterday, and I have been told that the roots do not like to be messed with, so I was very careful to cut away the pots and set them gently down into their new. I have them in 5 gallon buckets. So now I have four plants, and I think they look great in their next, you know, pot to get bigger before I actually plant them outside. And I have my watch going to see if they all survived the transplanting ordeal that I put them through yesterday. But it's been fun to nurture those little palm trees from, you know, just a few inches tall to, they're close to a foot tall now, but they're really slow growers, so I'm going to have to be really patient.
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Yeah, those things are kind of fun. I'm not a diehard or even avid gardener, but I do enjoy some plants. I think you heard me talking last year. I had a sweet potato plant that got stuck back in the corner and forgotten, and put out some sprouts, and I cut the end off that had the sprouts, and I cooked the rest of it and ate it, and put that end in I don't know how big this pot was. It was a little bit bigger than 5 gallons. One of these plastic pots that looks like it's made out of clay. And wound up in competition with the groundhog that lives under my storage building. I found out that groundhogs really like those sweet potato vines. And so I wound up having to build a cage around that pot. But anyway, I grew the potato, and Groundhog and I kind of came to an agreement that if the vine grew outside the cage, it was his, and if it stayed inside the cage, it was mine. And we worked the deal out that I got to keep my potato and watch it grow, and took a couple of pictures with my phone of the blossoms, and the groundhog got to nibble at night, and, you know, get his little delicacy too. So it was a win-win for both of us. But it was kind of fun to watch that thing, and when I finally decided to dig it up, I had one potato that was as big as the one that I had cut the end off of, and then I had three more that were the size of maybe two thumbs side by side, and maybe about twice as long as your thumb. And that was just, you know, one of those little things that I did that, I don't know, was just kind of fun to watch. And we've got a plant which I call it a cactus. I'm not real sure that it is a true cactus, but we got a cutting when my wife and I were married. One of her aunts, and when I say aunts, it was her mother's aunt, had this plant, and she gave us a cutting and told us the story behind it. And Right now, that plant is something over 100 years old, and we hang it in the window in the winter and out in the summer outside and water it when we think it starts to look wilty, but I don't know, it's just kind of fun to watch things like that grow and, you know, the flowers bloom and, just a little bit of fun. Like I say, if you grow something, you eat it, like I did that potato plant. That was kind of fun, too, because I know that's how you grow a potato. You don't get seeds. You get, I think my grandparents called them potato sets, but basically you let a potato sprout, cube it up, stick it in the ground, and it grows more potatoes. But yeah, I enjoy watching that stuff grow. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KN4HTP. Yeah, it's there's something satisfying about helping something grow. And I love how you had your negotiations with the groundhog about the potato plant. And that's just the kind of experiment I would have done too. Just see what happens with it. Give it a chance to grow and see how it turns out. So that's really interesting to hear about. I'm going to take a little break here from RACCHU and go to Echolink. We have an Echolink station up. So Echolink station, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, you need to remember, if you do a check in, KA4TQX, Kilo Alpha 4, from Papa Becky Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Wendy, yourself and all the net, make sure to know about it.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Steven, checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steven. Hope you're having a pleasant evening. I'll also take a moment at this time to see if I've missed anyone for check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Again, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Ken Kilo Mike 4. Mike Uniform. Sammy and Ward.
Hello, November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, KN4LQO, this is Ryan in beautiful Tacoma, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative for tonight.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from southern Greenville County, K4XB. Hope you're having a good evening, Tommy. Next, I'd like to welcome Sammy, checking in from Moore, KM4MMU. Thank you for checking in tonight, Sammy. Hope you're having a good night as well. And I'd like to recognize Ryan, checking in from Tacoma, KN4LQO. Thank you for checking in tonight, Ryan. It's good to hear you on the radio. Is there anyone else at this time? Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Correction. I'm in Ward, South Carolina. Whiskey Alpha, Romeo Delta, near Saluda. Thank you.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KM4MMU, thank you for that correction. Ward, WARD. Thank you for that. I like to keep my logbook as perfect as possible, so I appreciate you coming back with that correction. All right, is there anyone at this time in the group Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. With us, Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel, location is north of Travelers Rest. I'll be negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Daniel, KJ4WZM, checking in from north of Travelers Rest. Thank you for joining us tonight, Daniel. Hope you're having a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're checking in Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP, please check in KC8PJM, Kilo, Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Fletcher, checking in from Simpsonville, KC8PJM. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you're having a good evening out there. All right, we'll do one more shout-out for anybody who'd like to check in. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Want to go back to my friend Harry, KC4EZN. Do you have any more comments for tonight?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Not a whole lot. I had a little bit of fun working the KISO parties. One of my little bucket list things is to work all 100 counties in North Carolina, and that's probably going to be not quite impossible, difficult. Some counties I have discovered don't have any active hams living, much less being there. I did pick up three or four new ones. The ones that are close are difficult to get. It was kind of frustrating this afternoon. Henderson County, which is where Sid lives, I could hear the guy talking, but even on 80 meters, he didn't come back to me. And then I worked Clay County, which was it's in the tip of North Carolina on the west end and borders Georgia. It's Clay and then Cherokee is that county that occupies that tip of North Carolina. But that's one of those counties that you never hear, and had a couple of real neat conversations. Worked a guy in Dare County, which is about as far east as you're going to get in North Carolina, and worked him on two different bands. So when I worked him the second time, he says, "Are you still in Buncombe County?" I says, "Yeah." I says, "Are you still in Dare?" And he says, "Yep." He says, "I haven't moved." So that was kind of fun, but that's the way you accumulate those things. And I don't know if I'll ever get there completely or not, because like I say, I worked a guy over in Haywood County, which I guess if I drove about 6 miles west of my house and I crossed the county line, I don't know exactly where in Haywood County this guy lives, but still, those are the counties that are hard to get. They're the ones that are close. 40 meters both yesterday and today was borderline a DX band. I could hear people from Washington State talking to the folks in South Carolina yesterday, but I could not hear the people in South Carolina, which is what I was wanting to work. But anyway, that was just what I spent a fair amount of time this weekend doing, and again, just trying to accumulate some North Carolina counties. I don't know if I'll ever work all 100 of them, but it's still something fun to do with radio. Thanks for that, Wendy. That's about all I've got for tonight. Haven't seen any strange animals, or haven't cooked anything other than different than what we talked about on Friday night, or ordered out for our favorite Mexican restaurant and let them do the cooking. Still have not got up nerve to want to go out and eat in a restaurant yet. They were, I won't say they were packed, but they had a pretty good crowd. last night or Saturday night, which, you know, should be a big crowd, but, and we figure with the count, the way the count's going, we're about 2 weeks away from getting our first COVID shot, so I'm not sure if I'm looking forward to that, but that's just the next step. And they seem to have got their act together up here. The people that are giving the shots, or everybody I've talked to, half an hour, and that includes the 15 minutes worth of waiting, is about the maximum time it takes to get that done. That's pretty good. Anyway, with that, Wendy, we'll turn it back to you and look forward to talking to you the next time you're around. Just be sure you tell me what day it is, or otherwise my schedule or my adrenaline glands connected to the calendar sometime, and I don't need a shot of adrenaline this time of night. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
This is KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Every night that I call the net is Monday in my mind, so I'll always be happy to confuse you about the day of the week. I'm glad to hear that getting the COVID vaccine is becoming more efficient, and I'm glad to hear you have an appointment. I took my mother-in-law in, and it took a lot longer than a half an hour, but we were happy that she could get. She's had both of her vaccinations now, and she just had a sore arm, so I'm really, really glad that we did. I think she's 80 years old now, so she handled it well. And I have one more question for you before you can go, and that is, do you happen to know how many counties in North Carolina you have connected with?
I think I probably have close to half. I haven't sat down and taken a count recently. I thought after the people have crunched the contest and stuff, and I get some confirmation, so I'll take a look. But I think I'm maybe up to a half or something like that. It's kind of interesting, there's two or three, well, there's a half a dozen counties in eastern North Carolina that I have worked, and I'm not sure there are any active hams there, but they have national parks, and people will go down, spend the weekend, and they'll do the parks on the air thing during that weekend, and they'll also check in with the CUSO party. So Pasquotank County and Perquimans County, I worked there, I worked Onslow, I worked Carteret this weekend, and they're all coastal counties. Did not do really well in the middle of the state. Worked Wake County several times, but they're the people that sort of sponsor the party. But I think I've got about half of them done. I'll sit down one day and make a serious count and see where I'm really at. But put a little perspective on your, I think you said your mother-in-law, she and I are about the same age. So that's not old. So just hang in there. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
You got me on that. He's not old. The other day, my dad, he has a birthday coming up, and my nephew had a birthday, and my nephew's, I think he turned 25 and said he was, halfway to 50. My nephew commented, my dad commented, he was halfway to 166. So, yeah, it's just a perspective. Sorry for saying 80 was old. 80 is older than me. We'll just put it at that. But anyway, I love your goal for yourself, and I'm anxious to hear the progress you make. So once you do tally up your counties, please share that with us. I think that's really interesting. I appreciate you taking the time to rag chew with me, Harry. It's been really nice. At this time, I'd like to check is see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Anybody who'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. Our net controller, Robert, AA4RM, will be calling the net tomorrow night. I'm sure he would appreciate you taking the time to check in. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute while I fill in the net report and have the repeater announce it to us. So hold on just a moment. N4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.